Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk polarizing foods, Simon. Offal.
Yeah, yes.
Chicken feet.
Yes.
Mushrooms.
Yes.
And eggplant.
Definitely for me. Look, I'm embarrassed to admit, but yes.
One of my exes just couldn't even look at an eggplant.
Really?
Yeah, we'd get the fur tongue, you know, the reaction.
Oh, look, I'm not quite that bad. It's not a visceral hatred of the look of eggplant that does it for me. It's just for a long time, I just didn't particularly like cooking with it.
Sure, but you've changed?
I have, and we're going to talk about that
okay.
on today's Food Fix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, yes, Yumi, I'm going to talk about eggplant because I think the problem wasn't the eggplant. The problem was me, yeah? And that's so often the way,
right? Oh, my God,
right?
The therapy is finally paying off, Simon.
It really is. Vegetable therapy has had lots of benefits. And one is solving this issue with eggplant
yeah.
because, you know, or as I used to call it, aubergine. Well, that's a whole
oh
different ballgame,
oh, my God,
ball game,
okay,
right?
Just leave yeah. England over there, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying. It's been a while.
But
I am
agree, Australian
there.
You know, Simon, that eggplant is polarizing and a lot of people just, if you've got it wrong a couple of times, you're like, I'm not going there again. It's not that you don't like eating it when it's done great.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't want to keep bumbling and fumbling this vegetable.
And that's it, because when it's done right, it is so good because it's got such unique characteristics about it, the eggplant. Its ability to soak up and absorb texture, flavours, but not just flavours, kind of oils and actually stuff, right? Make it very hard to cook with well, unless you know what you're doing, but also make it super delicious. So I think that a lot of those dishes like miso eggplant, which we've talked about before, which people try and they love in a restaurant, and then they try and make it at home and maybe they don't get it right, and then they just go, no, I'll order this in a restaurant, but I will never attempt to cook it at home. But I urge you to persevere with the eggplant. And we're going to talk through a few tips that will help turn people from eggplant gnostic into true lovers of the eggplant at home, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing to do is, yes, learn to cook it right. Understand its spongy capabilities. So if that's what you're going for and you're wanting kind of it to absorb lots of oil and things in a recipe, then do it.
Yep.
But if you're not, you don't want your eggplant to, you know, bite into it and it to sort of ooze out lots
oil.
Of oil and be really fatty and kind of greasy, then don't. Know that you can cook it and cook it quite hard and fast without oil. You know, kind of almost blacken it in a pan. One of my favorite things to do with eggplant is to add it to a frying pan, you know, maybe with just a tiny little whisper of oil and then cook it over a really high heat so it kind of blackens on both sides before you start adding other things. So if I'm going to use eggplant in a curry, that's something I really like to do, kind of blacken it on not just the skin side, but also on the other side too.
Right.
You might think you've taken it too far, but you haven't. Then pull it out of the pan and get on with making your curry in the normal way that you would. So, you know, with a base of like ginger, garlic, tomatoes or whatever, chickpeas, then add that eggplant back in. Yeah.
And does the blackening it, does that stop it from being too absorbent?
It seems to, stop it absorbing those flavours then a little bit. But then later when you're adding it to a soupy, stewy, casserole-y dish, whatever you might be adding to it to, then it will use its sponge-like abilities to absorb all of that goodness rather than the oil. So it's not already kind of, so it's still working its magic as a sponge, but it's doing it with something that's a bit better for you and a bit less greasy.
Yeah.
So that would be one thing that I'd really suggest doing. And, you know, there are lots of other ways to cook eggplant, but yeah, definitely a high heat is your eggplant's friend. One recipe I really like midweek, other than your amazing miso aubergine, which some people should check out if they haven't before on this podcast, is just a really simple buttery eggplant with herby giant couscous. That is Israeli couscous. It's a really simple, easy midweek dish.
Okay.
So again, heat your grill in your oven or your barbecue up to a medium-high heat. Mm-hmm. You want it quite hot. Mix a teaspoon of ground cumin and coriander, a teaspoon each of those two together with a tablespoon of oil and a bit of salt, and set that to one side. You've got like a little dressing there.
Oh, yeah.
Then prick three long thin eggplants or aubergines all over and rub them with that oil. Mm-hmm. Then you can slide them under the hot grill or pop them onto the barbecue and give them about 20 to 25 minutes, just turning them a couple of times.
Okay, that's quite a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah. Eggplant can take a long time. You're going to want to see them almost completely collapse in this recipe. You want to be brave. You need to hold your nerve. You mean, yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And just quickly, there's no oil when you've...
There's that little bit you've brushed them with, that tablespoon of olive oil. That literally is it.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. And like I say, go gentle on the olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, usual couscous rules apply. So just fill and boil your kettle, toast 300 grams of the couscous dry in a frying pan over a medium heat for a few minutes until nutty. That will just give it a lovely flavor. Then cover it with a liter of boiling water, a bit of stock, about a teaspoon, and then just some stalks of some herbs you might have lying around.
Yep.
And then turn the heat down to medium and just let it simmer for about 8 to 10 minutes to absorb all of that. You know, and then it's just a case of making a really simple dressing. You may just use a lemon, a bit of extra virgin olive oil, make a dressing, add some chopped herb leaves to that if you want, maybe a teaspoon of sumac if you're feeling a little bit fancy.
Love sumac.
Yeah, then drain your couscous because it's done with its cooking. Add that kind of lovely half of that dressing to the couscous while it's still warm. Pop your aubergines, cut them in half onto plates. Pop the couscous on the side, drizzle over that remaining lemony olive oil goodness, and you've got a really lovely, simple aubergine dish for midweek. You could add some jarred red peppers if you're feeling fancy to the side. You want a bit of extra colour, but it doesn't really need it. This is just eggplant done right.
And what could you dollop on top, Simon, just to finish that?
Well, I was going to reserve that one for later, but a little bit of Greek yogurt there, Yumi, would be a lovely way to finish this dish. You know it.
So we've got the ingredients and the recipe in our show notes. This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.